professor, taking kitchen knives to all the letters I wrote. I know I never said the words that stuck inside your head. You've lost your polish. I couldn't love you better.
For Tufts, Freeformed Radio. Woohoo! I am your host. Well, I am your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I'm here covering for the 4 p.m. show. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so grateful to be here right now. Oh my God, I have not done Sunday service in so long, and I am so grateful. Oh my God. Am I going to end up crying today? Oh God. Sometimes I get so emotional from the love of spirit and the love of God and the love of the universe that I start crying like really hard. And then sometimes I just start laughing really hard after that because I'm realizing what I'm doing. Oh Lord. Anyways, Oh, I am just, words cannot describe how happy I am to be here right now. We got Roots Americana, Supernatural Americana is what I like to call it. Sundays is for country, bluegrass, folk, jubilee, you name it. It's for all of that jazz, Dixieland jazz, and even hip hop, yes. We do everything Roots American music. We go back, we go way back, we go way, way back to where it all began, to where the beauty of American music began, and the beauty of all the love that has connected us here on Sunday service in WMFO in beautiful Medford, Massachusetts. Where else would you want to be? Where else? So anyways, yeah, we got it here. So Sunday service, if you're new to it, because I haven't even been here in a while on a Sunday, I do my sermon. I do the inspirational speaking. That's going to be at 420. And so we're going to channel spirit. We're going to keep it high. We're going to keep the volume high. High vibrations, everybody. High. And we are staying in gratitude today. Guess what? Also, too. This is perfect. This is the full moon, baby. The full moon in Gemini. Yes, full moon in Gemini. We are. This is all meant to be. It was all meant to happen. Oh, each Labor Day, each Labor Day radio, and we're here right now. We're here right now. Danke, Deutscher Geist. I'm just gonna all of a sudden start speaking German over the air. it happens. So the full moon in Gemini. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's going to be a really good time. Basically, we just went through the retrograde. That was hell on wheels. Let me tell you something, that retrograde messed me up. And today, we about to ascend, okay? Today, we about to say, bye retrograde. Okay, I learned what I need to learn. Now it's time to go to the next. We going to the next level, baby. Oh, praise it be, baby. Glory, let the glory come in, amen. Amen, hallelujah. And how I love you, hallelujah. So speaking of the word of hallelujah, amen, let's go into it and let's play some. You know what, actually? You want to know something? You know, I want to play this. I haven't played this in a while. So this is actually, so if you don't know, I make beats and I produce. I'm an audio engineer here at WMFO. And this is a beat actually that I made with someone else. And I loved 50s music. And I said, can you please help me reimagine this Brian Hyland song, Sealed with a Kiss? And the producer I worked with, Egads, helped me. He's basically, if you're listening, it's basically like my big brother. So, came up with this. I mean, it was mostly him. I mean, I can't. The only thing I can. He has most percent of this credit. I only gave him the song, and I said, reimagine this. So, this is mostly, I mean, this is his. But he gave it to me, and he said, do what you want with it. This is yours. It's a gift to you. And this is one of the best gifts I think I've ever gotten in my life, is somebody reimagining a beat for me. So, let's play this. This is the remix of Teen Angel by Brian Hyland. I hope you enjoy this. This is my baby. Woo!
the summer. No.
Halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button,
Liz. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth.
That's
us!
And step on it!
To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
I walked into a church one day while traveling on my way. I gave my heart to Jesus then. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back to earth again. To claim his children here. And if we will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear. Seems brighter as I go, and I want the world to know his precious blood your soul will cleanse. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back to earth again. To claim his children here. And if we will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear. Singing every day, take the straight and narrow way. Let Jesus in, turn from your sin. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back to earth again. To claim his children here. And if you will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear.
careful, we made it right on the dot. That song ended right at 4:20 when I promised y'all that we are going to have our Sunday service. That's right. You know, I'm so inspired by when I see different speakers, and they can really be from any branch of faith, whether it's Christianity, whether it's just complete spirituality, New Age, whatever it is, Buddhist, you know, whatever. Hindu, whatever. What Catholic, whatever. I love it all. I love it all. And so I like to listen to actually Michael Bernard Beckwith and Joel Osteen, both of them actually on Sunday. It's beautiful. I get so inspired. And actually, it's funny, Kenneth Copeland inspired me before Michael Bernard Beckwith, actually. Beckwith was the one who really brought it to the next level, but it was actually that crazy preacher, that televangelist, Kenneth Copeland. If you look him up, oh my God, you're gonna die laughing, yo. He is crazy, and I love it. I love him. I don't care. Like, it's amazing. But anyways, before he got all, like, real extreme crazy, I used to remember waking up at 7 a.m. Before school time, and I would see him behind a desk, and he would be talking about God, and he'd talk about the Bible. I had no idea what he was talking about, but I believed him. I really didn't have much of a connection with Christianity. I didn't know much about it. I didn't know what he was talking about. All I knew is that he believed in what he was doing, and it made me believe in something. It made me believe, and I didn't know what it was at that age when I was young, when I was like, I think I had been about 10 or 11 or even 9, because he was on for a while. He would sit behind this desk and talk about God, and I said, I'm going to do that one day. I don't know how, but I'm going to do that. And it happened, and I'm right here doing it. So, okay, I don't want to babble on too much. I promise you guys, 4:20, we're going to do the channeling. So this is a full moon channeling, what we're doing right here. This isn't, you know, I like to call it not really, not preaching as much. I like to call it more channeling, to open up your consciousness and to open up my consciousness. I feel like I'm just acting as a standby medium here, and I'm letting spirit flow through me. And this is just, these are things that have helped me throughout my life. And I said, I want to do this. And it doesn't, you don't have to believe in the psychic world. You don't have to believe in the paranormal. You don't even have to believe in anything. Believe in what you want. I know there are some people who are Christian and they don't believe in the psychic world, and they've told me they've listened to my sermon and they really enjoyed it, because it what spoke to them was the positivity. And if that's all that you get from it, and you know, put the rest away. You know, just discern for yourself what works. You know, it's about being universal. It's about being expansive and being able to be flexible in faith. So here we go. Oh, so on this full moon, Infinite Spirit, I love you. I'm channeling. We are channeling high. We are high, high, high in the volume of love, high in the volume. Oh my God. And I can feel Infinite Spirit right now. I can feel the energy, and I can feel the love in the room. Oh, Infinite Spirit says, listen up. We've got major news for you. We have something coming for you you could not even imagine. Coming up in this full moon, you have something that is so valuable. That something is inside of you. That is your heart space. You are here for a reason. Infinite Spirit says, understand right now in this moment, when you hear my voice and you hear this infinite goodness that wakes you up and it breaks you up throughout your day, wherever it is that you are, understand you are the infinite power, the light, the God, the seed, everything, the soil. You are everything at once, everything. Your heart space is connected. And imagine, there are roots coming from the trees. There's roots coming from the stars. There are roots coming from the grass. There are roots coming from the plants. There are roots coming from the flowers. There are roots coming from everywhere you could possibly imagine, in every way. And you are the center of the universe. Oh, you are the center of this universe, and all the roots expand. How beautiful it is to know that you are the center of the universe, says Infinite Spirit. You were made to be the center of the universe. That's how important you are. Oh, that's how much you matter in this world. Everything you do. You are put here because every single thing that you do, every thought that you have, every move that you make is a part of the bigger, grand scheme of it all. You see, you add so much value to this dream and this collective consciousness here, in this collective consciousness, and this is what the full moon is about right now. It's about bringing those pieces together. You may have struggled during the retrograde. You may have been feeling so disempowered, or you may have been feeling up, feeling high, whatever it is. We're here to complement your love, your life. We're here to complement you. We're here to complement your ever-forgoing genius, your ever, your lasting, ever-ending, lasting, never-ending, lasting space within you in this energy that branches out and it just makes like a firework outside, and you are this image of God. You are the beautiful image of God. Time and space relaxing right now in this heart space right here. Come on, relax. Relax with me and understand that you are okay, that everything is going to be taken care of. There are scary things we feel. There are scary things we know. There are scary things that we see in this world. And right now in this place that we understand, we come back to reality that there is nothing ever scary. We come back to reality and know that there is nothing ever dreary about it. And that is just an experience, an illusion that has happened. Those feelings are an illusion. But those feelings are here to serve us, you see. As long as we see those feelings, as long as we don't take them and continue to harbor them and to continue to store them and look at them and put them in like they're some kind of exhibit in a museum, understand right now that those emotions are here to serve us. And what are those emotions going to do? What direction are you taking because of those emotions? Because everything that you've done, you've invited those emotions. So you've invited that experience because you ask the universe. And sometimes we ask the universe, and sometimes we ask God for things, and they come in the way that we do not expect. So everything is a blessing, whether it's up and whether it's down. Take it right now and let's be free with it. Take it right now and expand. Expand and feel love. And because we come into that place where now we're channeling love. You see, we're channeling love on the highest good. You see, you deserve to feel love. You deserve to feel good. You deserve kisses. You deserve it. Oh, woo! You deserve it. You deserve hugs. You deserve never-ending love. To feel that love, to give that love, you deserve it all day. You could do this all day. We can do this all day. Woo! We could do it all day. We could do this all day. We could do this all day. Hey. Oh, get up. We could do this all day. We could do this all day. Hey. You see that? You see the vibration of song. You see the vibration of joy. You see the vibration of laughter is right here for you. And you got to take that in. You got to take it and say, I feel good right now. You see, I'm going to take the love of God and I'm going to take the love of spirit. I'm going to take it into my heart and I'm going to expand times infinity. I'm going to expand times infinity in 100. Everything that's coming to me right now, right here, right in this moment is a gift. It is a gift from the universe, but the universe doesn't stop giving. You see, we think there's a limit. You see, we think, well, if I just do A, B, and C, and I'll be good, I can't get everything at once. Well, I can't have that, or I can't have this. So you can have it all, says the infinite spirit. You can have it all. You were meant to have it all, says the infinite spirit, says the infinite God, says the infinite. Oh, since the infinite being, since the infinite now and the infinite presence says you can have it all. You can have it. Do you believe that you can have it all? Because that is the billionaire mindset, is that we can have it all. That's a billionaire mindset. That is the vehicle that brings us to this higher place right here and right now. That's a vehicle in the sunshine. See, that's a vehicle where the sun is always shining. You ever walk outside and you can feel that vitamin D? You ever walk outside on a beautiful summer day? You ever walk outside and you can feel that heat? You can feel, but that sun is beaming. There ain't a cloud in the sky and that sun is beaming. And it's beaming right on your face. And you know that high you get. You know those endorphins you get, in that dopamine rush when that beautiful father son says I love you. That beautiful father son says I shine so effortlessly for you. That beautiful father son says every moment, every hour of the day, I am working infinitely just for you. I am a representation of a never-ending love. And you see how big that sun is. You see how big and bright that sun is. Every time you think that you are not loved, every time you forget how loved you are, every time you feel alone in this world, you remember how much that sun shines just for you. You remember every hour and every day how much that sun stays in that sky with all that energy. That is all for us to keep us alive. That is love. That is love. And we have to remember that every single person who is alive right now, you are alive. You are alive because something loves you. You're alive. Remember how bright that sun is. The sun never says to us, I love you. You owe me. The trees have never said to us, I'm going to give you oxygen today. But you know what? You owe me. Never in a million years did the water that flows into the oceans, flows in waves of their cleanliness and their purity, say to us, drink me, but you owe me. It is the human experience that had put conditions on love. And when we step into unconditional love, we understand that it is available to us in the unseen, always. We are loved, we are powerful, and we are eternal beauty, right here and forever. Take a deep breath in, exhale. Take a deep breath in and exhale that love. Whew, you feeling it? Do you feel the power of God? And I invite you to feel that. I invite spirit to come in. I invite spirit to say, I got you. You are connected. If you were feeling disconnected today, if you were feeling disconnected from God, spirit disconnected from yourself, this was an invitation to remember and remind you who you are. Remember who you are. Remember who you are. If you're just tuning in, this is the Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday Service Edition. You were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I love you to the moon and back. That was the universe and the infinite spirit talking to you. That was God and the angels. Here we talk about all things and everything paranormal and psychic through the world of sound. Psychic through the world of music. It's poetry in motion, baby. And here we're celebrating life. We're celebrating our country. We're celebrating our country's music. We are celebrating the gold that is happening with us right now. Happy full moon in Gemini. And I bless you so much. I bless you. May your dreams come true and may you have love. I wish you so much love. Amen. Woo-wee, this is a happy full moon we're having today right here on WMFO. Yay! Feel the love of spirit, because it's here. So let's continue. Let's play some more Jubilee. Let's play some more of that gospel right here with the Golden Gate Quartet. I love you so much. Stay tuned.
Good Lord, I good, good. I
buckled up my shoes, quit, go, da. Oh, my Lord, Lord, just do. See how far I wandered from my. Oh, my Lord, Lord, oh, my Lord, Lord. Boys, I look at. Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord.
A shade on sweet Georgia Brown.
Yeah, you're talking
too loud, Pete, but oh so neat as sweet Georgia Brown.
Oh.
They all sigh and want to die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'm telling you why.
Well, why?
You know I don't lie,
no,
not much.
Not much.
It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, well, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellows she can't get, must be fellows she ain't met. Georgia named her, Georgia claimed her. Georgia Brown. Knocks them dead when she lands in town.
Oh.
Since she came, well, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellows she can't get, must be fellows she ain't
must
met.
Be.
Georgia named her, Georgia claimed her, sweet Georgia Brown.
When you're
the sweet thyroo. Hand on the road, the sweet thigh, a stick in the hand, a drop in the eye, a doleful damsel, I did cry, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Where are the eyes that look so mild?
Al, this is quite the song. This is quite the version of that Chips Ahoy song, you know? This is actually from a big band. It's called Rosie O'Grady's Good Time Jazz Band. They're like basically Dixieland jazz. And I was really expecting more of that kind of Dixieland version of it. But I mean, I don't know what I was expecting, because it's like, what else is it going to sound like? How else was it going to sound? Anytime you hear this sing, sing, sing the Chips Ahoy song, it's always going to sound like Chips Ahoy song. Anyway, I love you so much. Thank you for joining me on this new moon. Basically, this new moon in... What is the new moon? In Gemini. Jeez. This new moon in Gemini. Thank you so much. Oh, this has been quite a show. I hope I helped you uplift your vibrations as you helped me uplift my vibrations, as always. And I was so grateful to be here, to be subbing from 4 p.m. We have not had Sunday service in a long time. So I hope you took the message and you got what you needed. I know I got what I needed. I'm feeling copacetic, and I hope you're feeling copacetic. And I love you so much, and I hope you have a great week, because you heard Sunday service and you heard the channeling of the gospel and Roots Americana. So I'm going to leave you here with something that's actually not Roots American, but it is very folky and inspired by the genre here. But this is actually the Irish Rovers. So here's Down by the Lag Inside, but it's so perfect for Sunday service, because it's got that churchy gospel-y kind of thing on it going on. So anyways, here we go. I love you so much. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, and I am signing off. Love you.
I thought she was a vision that stopped me with her smile. Down by the river, we walked along in style. She says, "You're welcome back again, and won't you stay a while? Down by the lag inside." And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. I said, "Who owns that music so full of joy and pain that the pipers and the harpers and the lambeg drummers play?" She said, "Who owns the teardrops falling in the rain down by the lag inside?" And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. And do you not remember we once walked side by side, and the bells of Belfast City sang in harmony and pride? The past that has been taken, but the future's yours and mine. Down by the lag inside. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. When we dance,
together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love,
over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you.